Welcome back to the Hentai Flix podcast. This week we are reviewing the Halloween-themed 80s movie, The Monster Squad.
They're young and inexperienced.
Naughty virgin!
They're a bit disorganized.
Monsters are not real.
2,000-year-old dead guys do not get up and walk away by themselves!
But when strange things start happening in town...
There's a monster in my closet.
Ooh! Look at that big, scary monster!
They're the only ones ready to do battle.
Cookie's out there and is killing people!
Monster Squad.
Wolfman's got nails.
Okay, that was The Monster Squad, the 1987 film from director Fred Decker and Shane Black. I'm here with my two brothers, Mike and Raymond. Say hi, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So we picked this movie for, this is going to be this is part of a long list of Halloween movies that we're going to review this month. And I personally picked this one because I haven't seen this movie for a long time.
Where do we see it? On Netflix or Hulu?
Hulu. It's available on Hulu now.
Okay.
But I think it's also on Netflix. Or there's a couple of streaming services is available. So, let's start it off. This is, this is one of the classic monster movies of the 80s. And I guess I'll start by describing the film. So, it starts off with an epilogue. Or a prologue. And it's 100 years in the past. And it's in Transylvania. We see Dr. Van Helsing, and he has a small band of freedom fighters, and they're trying to rid the world of evil. And they open a portal that's supposed to suck up all the evil in the world. Sadly, Van Helsing and his team get sucked into it. Now we cut to 100 years later. It's present day, 1987. That's the year that the film was made. We see Dracula hitching a plane ride to California. The film now centers on four horror movie-obsessed kids from a small suburban town. Their names are Sean, Patrick, Eugene, Fat Kid, a.k.a. Horace. Or is it Horace?
Horace.
Yeah.
They call him Horace.
And the local bad boy, Rudy. And they form a neighborhood club called the Monster Squad. Meanwhile, Dracula has formed his own club with the Wolfman, the Mummy, the Guild Man, which is the creature from the Black Lagoon, and Frankenstein's monster. One of the kids got their hands on Van Helsing's private diary. They get scary German guy. He's like the local creepy, spooky neighbor hermit guy. He translates the book. It tells us the legend of a special, powerful amulet that keeps evil at bay. But every 100 years, this amulet becomes vulnerable. If broken, evil will have the power to rule the world. Turns out Dracula has found the location of this amulet. So it's now up to the Monster Squad to stop him from before it's too late. So that's basically the gist of the movie. Rich, what was your... Because you saw this way back when, right?
Well, yeah. I picked it up in the local video store, back in the 80s. And... I was a kid back then, so this was a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
So back then, I could, there's a section where kids section whatever. Well, not kids, but you can't rated R section.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that was like, you can only go there with your parents or whatever. So I think this was a big hit because of that. I mean,
yeah, kids could easily. It didn't do well in box office.
No, not at all.
This was a cult hit because of the. I think VHS was a big because it was a big market in the VHS.
Yeah, and it was
and also cable movies, right? Cable network.
The box was great looking.
Yeah, it had a great poster.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I saw this again, back in the 80s when I was a kid, and there was two different camps. There was the guys who loved the Goonies.
Yeah, the Goonies and Gremlins. I mean, that's the ones that started it all. I mean,
and there's a group that loved the Monster Squad, and I was the group that kind of loved the Monster Squad more so than the Goonies. I like the Goonies. I think Goonies is a cool movie, but for me, the Monster Squad was the film that was my childhood. Raymond, have you heard this film at all? Or this is your first time watching this movie.
Yeah, I have heard about it over the years. I've heard about it a lot over the years. I just never got around to seeing it.
But it's one of those movies that kind of has built a cult following, a bigger cult following over the years. For a certain generation, this is one of their favorite movies. So let's get to the review. So after, you know, so I haven't seen it since probably the 80s. So when I rewatched this film, I was really hoping that I could relive those great moments from my childhood. You know what? It's a little dated.
Yeah.
It's a little dated. And at this age now, I could really understand why it didn't do well in the box office, you know?
No, I mean, I don't.
Cause, you know,
I don't agree with that, because back then there was a lot. This was still better than most.
I'm just saying, my thought was that it has so many different elements, and I know that could be confusing back then, you know, because it is a horror movie, it is a kids movie, there is a kind of, you know, there's comedy in it, there's different tones in the movie.
I bet you it came out at the wrong time. I mean, I bet you it went up against something bigger with kids.
Possible. But again, it does feel dated. It feels, you know, it's I think the third act is much stronger than any other parts of the film.
Mm-hmm.
Like the final act of this movie was really kind of strong. But again, you know, unfortunately it's dated. I don't know. What's your feelings, Rich?
Yeah, watching it back then, of course, I liked it a lot more better, but this time, super dated, but not, I think it's still appealing.
You think it holds up a little bit?
I think it's still more appealing if you're like a child at heart still, or if you have children.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's a little too scary for children now. I mean,
nah,
the kids really...
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Because I think it would work for like a young child, like someone in their you know, early, you know, 10 or below.
Like 3.
Or like, oh yeah, yeah, there's something much younger like that. But again, I don't think it's someone like 3, because there is blood and there's a little bit of violence. But see, I don't know if it's going to, it's still, you know, it still wouldn't work. I don't think it would work. I don't think it works now. Than it did work, because, you know, back then it was much more simpler times. You know, back then, you know, in the 80s, there were PG-13 movies or PG movies with nudity at the time. You know, there was like Beastmaster, which was a PG, and that had nudity. So it was a totally different, you know.
Yeah, but this
audience.
That was before Indiana Jones 2, whatever. So.
Yeah. Well, you mean Indiana Jones Temple of Doom, because it was like one of the first PG-13 movies.
Right.
And it had a super gory.
Right.
Scenes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is not. I wouldn't say this is gory. I'm just saying, you know, there's violence in the film, which I don't know. It feels dated, but I do really like the third act of this film where, you know, all the kids got together and were able to battle against the monsters. Raymond, what's your thoughts on the film? This is the first time you saw it. What's your thoughts?
Well, you were saying earlier that, like when you were growing up, there was kind of like two camps of kids, like kids that either like this movie or kids that like the Goonies.
Yeah, I think, because the Goonies was such a mainstream film, and this was just one of those indie kind of horror comedies. So I don't think, you know, because Goonies was a mainstream film, that had a broad appeal to a lot of people. And this was much more, the Monster Squad was much more of a cult. You know, there was a certain section of my generation that really loved this film, and that I don't think a lot of kids saw at the time. So I think that's why there was two camps. I think there was a lot of crossover for sure. But for me personally, I was more a Monster Squad fan than the Goonies guy.
I like I like Gremlins much more than both.
Well, yeah, Gremlins was yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. So I saw the Goonies at I saw both of these movies pretty late. I saw the Goonies, I think, probably when I was like in my early 20s. Like 22.
Oh, okay, wow.
So,
that was just a couple of years ago. Early
20s?
Yeah,
5 years ago. Yeah. Five years ago, something like that. Maybe a little more. And I didn't really care for it too much. It didn't really quite do it for me. I understood why people liked it, and I thought it was a well-made movie, and I thought it was like a nice adventure film. Extremely well-made. But, yeah, it didn't quite do it for me. It's not my type of movie. And this movie made me appreciate Goonies.
Oh, really? Oh, so you didn't really like this at all, then?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's
is it just because it was so outdated that it threw you out of the movie entirely?
No. I thought it had a good opening. Mm-hmm. I thought it had a cool opening scene.
Van Helsing scene?
The little epilogue thing or whatever. Yeah, that was nice. And I was like, I was into it. But I don't know, as soon as we got to the kids, It just got pretty boring to me. Yeah, I didn't really like the kids.
Right, exactly. I was going to bring that up. I thought the kids were mediocre.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I thought with a better director, it could be. They could. He could pull off a little more out of them. But I think the actors were just so. Just so, basically. I mean,
well, the actors.
I wish the kids were a little older.
Yeah. And if they would
have. I don't. They didn't need to be older, but they needed for me to be more like the kids, I guess, like in Stand By Me, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the writing.
Well, the kids in Stand By Me were like the same age, right? No? Or am I wrong?
Basically, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
These kids were very cartoony, and that was the point, right? It's a children's movie.
Yeah.
But I think that was the point. I mean, I think that was my issue. This was like really like a kid's movie. Like, and I was thinking like this is a movie that would really appeal to you. Like for kids nowadays, I think if you're between the ages of like 4 years old and 6 years old, mm-hmm. I think nowadays like kids, they're just kind of spoiled. I think by eight years old, I think they're a little too old for this.
Yeah, well, that's why.
But the 80s was a different time.
Yeah, it was definitely a different time. But that's why I would say that, you know, someone who's 5 years old or 8 years old right now, I think this would be a little too, I don't know, too inappropriate, I guess, maybe.
No, but that's why I think it's the perfect age for them, because at 8 years old, I think you're a little too old for this.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, because it does feel like there's a TV movie of the week.
Yeah, it has a big TV quality to it.
Yeah, so I mean,
like a 90s horror TV movie or like for Disney Channel.
Well, I'll say this, that I think the designs of the creatures were really good.
Stan Winston.
I think although the Wolfman looks kind of weird, but I heard there was a story that maybe Stan Winston was it was modeled after him, and he, you know, if you look at the Wolfman, he does kind of look like Stan Winston.
I can see that. Yeah.
So, but yeah, the mummy looks really great. The Gill Man, which is the creature from the Black Lagoon, that looks really great. So there's some really cool stuff in this. Like you said, the kid elements didn't really. I mean, it just doesn't hold up.
And that was my look in high school too. I mean, the Town and Country shirts.
Yeah, I know. And they had Robotech and
the jeans with the
all the stuff like all the legs.
Yeah,
My Pet Monster and all that props and you know the in the kids' bedrooms, all the toys and all that. That's so 80s. That's so what's my childhood. That was, you know. Everything, you know, the Robotech. There was a kid who was wearing a Robotech. There was a kid who was wearing a Stephen King shirt, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's fun. Those are fun bits to relive, but it's still the, you know, like you were saying, Raymond, the acting was kind of mediocre. And it just didn't, you know, it doesn't live up to the, you know, it's much better looking back to that film as in my childhood than rewatching it. I think if anyone wants to, haven't seen it, In a while, just don't. You know, there's no need to rewatch it.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep those memories, you know,
in your childhood.
Yeah,
it makes you appreciate how far child actors have come over the years. Though
that's true. That's true. Like Stranger Things or something like that, where they're just much better actors. I want to mention that the guy who plays Frankenstein, Tom Noonan.
Tom Noonan, yeah.
And I thought his performance in this movie was really good.
Yeah,
I like. His storyline for me was the best part.
Yeah, I think, and then there's, you know, it's hard to pull off some kind of emotion with all that makeup and, you know, he has zero dialogue. I mean, there's like he's like grunting most of the time, and his performance is really good, and that performance holds up.
And that was right after Manhunter, the Monster Squad.
Yeah, he's best known for Manhunter. He's also known for RoboCop 2. He's also.
The Frankenstein actor?
Yeah. He also, in The Last Action Hero, he was the bad guy with the Ripper or whatever the guy's name. Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, you know, he's known for wearing a lot of prosthetics. He's known for being the bad guy. But he is also a really, really good character actor that no one really talks about, you know. So, and he does really has a strong performance in this movie. And he's one of the highlights of this movie. And, and again, it holds up. It's a solid performance, and it's a great portrayal of Frankenstein, the Frankenstein monster.
And yeah, Dracula was horrible.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't anything special. I would say like the costume design was pretty cool because it reminded me of those old school Halloween costumes that you buy from the drugstore, you know, and it's like with the red medallion and everything and the cape, and it's like perfect, like, costume, Halloween costume type of design, which is, it was, I thought it was a delight, you know.
Yeah, right off the rack.
Yeah. Raymond, you want to say something?
Yeah, I mean, I think they could do a pretty good remake of this movie, though.
Sure. Yeah, I think it would,
with the right team.
Yeah, like the Duffer Brothers or something like that, who are the creators of Stranger Things or something like that.
Nah,
maybe. Yeah.
Or I was, or like the It or something like yeah. Especially this, you know, with It being such a huge hit, I think Monster Squad could easily be like a great remake or a great, you know, reimagining. Maybe with a little bit older of a cast, you know, maybe kids like in their 12s or 13s or in the high school, you know, because these kids here are probably in their, they're in grade school. So
make a version that would appeal to the people that grew up with this movie. So it would have to be more of a horror film, right?
I think you just, if you keep with the monster theme, that would be fine. I mean, yeah, horror. Yeah, like It or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, it would be it.
I thought you meant like another like horror movie, but for kids.
No. Like It, whatever you want. It's like a rated R movie, right?
Yeah.
So, so it's definitely, it's, I think if anyone who is thinking about rewatching it, maybe.
Yeah, like you said.
Lower the bar a little bit down, you know, like it is dated very much, you know, and it's unfortunate. I mean, but that happens with a lot of movies from the 80s, you know.
But it's really short, so go ahead. I mean, it's 1 hour and 20 minutes. But
should we talk about the Fred Decker and Shane Black who went on to...
Do Predator?
To Predator, the remake. No, but Shane Black went on to do... He became the screenwriter of Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, I mean, better films.
And he became a filmmaker who did the...
He did Lethal Weapon first. Well, it's about the same time. I mean, this one's probably was sitting in the closet for a long time.
Right? And then he became a really cool director of what's that movie? I can't remember.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He did also Iron Man 3. Is it 3 or 2? 3, right?
3.
3.
And then these guys came back together.
Nice guys, though, man.
Oh, Nice Guys also, yes. And then Fred Decker, who co-wrote the Monster Squad with him.
Mm-hmm.
And directed the movie. He reunited with Shane Black for the Predator, the recent remake or reboot, or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe
shot him in the head.
Do you guys like this more than the Predator?
That's interesting. I do. You know, there's things I like about this movie. There's things I like about Predator stuff. You know.
Yeah, I guess I'd rather see the Predator again.
Yeah,
but not by much.
I didn't hate the Predator remake because the bar was lowered so much because all the critics hated it. Yeah, I mean, I'll say this: I don't think they should ever work again. I don't think no one's dying to see them come back for a third time or whatever. But
people were happy online that these guys were teaming up to make the Predator movie, and it was a big deal. And then when the Predator came out, a lot of these same people that were like, "What went wrong? How come they couldn't get it like Monster Squad?" And you know, I'm watching this. I'm like, I think this is actually kind of better than Monster Squad. Not a lot better, but kind of.
You could tell.
And I think if this movie was released in the 80s, people would adore it.
Yeah, it's,
or if the Predator was released in the 80s, people would adore it.
Yeah, I think you're right because it does have an 80s feel to it. Yeah. There's a lot of flaws in this movie. I you know, there's a lot of plot holes and.
Yeah, I mean the plot is just
it's just so simple. It's just an
excuse to get these characters all together.
Yeah, but if you roll with it, you have fun with it. Then I think you might have because I think that the third act is really fun. You know, with the kids in the middle of the town. You know, in the middle of town, they have to stop Dracula and his.
It's okay. Kind of reminded me of the Joe Dante movie, Small Soldiers.
Mm. Oh, that's true. But again, that's the 80s for you. Although I think Small Soldiers were like in the early 90s.
Mid-90s, yeah.
But
yeah, but it's kind of like those 80s movies that snuck into the 90s.
Yeah. Anyway, so what would you give this movie, Rich?
Yeah, it depends on if you have children and stuff like that. I mean, if as a movie itself.
Yeah, and as a movie right now, you know.
I would probably say skip it, so. But it is so short. It's only 1 hour, 19 minutes. I mean,
it's not going to take a lot of your time.
I mean, you could watch it while giving away Halloween candy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I mean, if you miss something, who cares?
Yeah.
Just give it a straight C.
Yeah, I would give it a C also. But if you would have asked me before I watched it, I go, "Oh, this movie must have been like an A." I was shocked at how much it does feel dated, because I loved this movie when I was a kid, and we used to quote this movie. Wolfman Got Nards, yeah. Last Chance for Pie. You know, we used to quote that all the time, me and my friends, and it's just kind of, you know, I was kind of disappointed that it feels so dated. So yeah, I had to give it a C. Raymond, your rating.
I give it a 5.9 out of 10. I don't know what that would transition to in as a letter grade.
That's like a D or something like that. But yeah, it doesn't live up to the hype, because a lot of people do love this movie and they have written about this on websites and stuff. So it didn't live up to that for you, Raymond?
No, it made me appreciate the Predator more.
And Goonies, which you didn't like also.
I didn't hate The Predator, but I mean, it's a messy movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you could tell that was a movie that was reshot and kind of stitched together. Like, kind of like Suicide Squad in that way.
Yeah.
But I mean, this didn't feel like a movie that was stitched together, but it was still sloppy in its own way. It had its own issues.
This is for a certain type of, you know, or a certain part of a generation that I think is going to really, unfortunately, grow old out of it. You know, I don't think it's gonna pick up after my generation. Everyone gets older. I think no one's gonna talk about this movie anymore. So,
unless you're really,
yeah, I don't think so either.
It's gonna die off, unfortunately. But unless it gets remade or something, and people could, like, you know, talk about it. But yeah, it's too bad. Is that it feels too dated. Anyway, I guess that was it. But unless you want to add anything else?
This was a trick, not a treat.
All right, so we'll be back with another episode, another movie to review, or another Halloween movie, probably. Thank you for listening. This is Insight Flicks. Bye-bye.